It's time for your daily dose of empowerment and encouragement from the Lord. The Daily Devotional with your host, Arif Bradley, starts now.
Next on the journey of the Yellow Brick Road, Dorothy and the Scarecrow encounter the Tin Man, played by the comedian Nipsey Russell. They find him as an abandoned exhibit from a theme park of which had come and gone with the times. He had been stuck and rusted as a result of being tin and in one place for an elongated period of time. His oil can was not very far from him, but in his state, he couldn't get it even as close as it was. The Tin Man relied on oil to keep him functioning. In other words, he of all people should have had oil. His scene in the movie starts off with him asking for help. See, you've got access to the oil and the source of the oil, so you've got to help those in need. I dare not neglect the obscurity of the scene. When he was found by Dorothy and the Scarecrow, he was trapped under a woman. He even said to them that his irresistible attraction to the wrong woman had led him to where he was. This was a teachable moment for me. We often talk in church about places that anointed people shouldn't go, but the light is only effective in darkness. If we are to reach people with the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ, at times that will take us to places we shouldn't or don't want to go. After all, Jesus left his throne in glory to wrap himself in the obscurity of time to save many, and the light of Jesus still shines in the world as a result of his coming to obscurity. Dorothy and the Scarecrow, on the way to get what they need, pass through obscurity and find a man asking for help. He needed them to help him get up and to get some oil. Beloved, who are you passing by every day on the street or on public transportation or in the grocery store or wherever you may be whose voices may not be yelling help, but their lives are? God has sent you with the oil to be a witness. Don't pass by someone who needs the light and love of Jesus because you are so focused on what you need that you miss the opportunity to share Jesus with someone else. For we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, according to Romans 3:23. God used someone at some point in time to help us get up. Now that we've grown in our knowledge of Jesus Christ, we've got to reciprocate over and over again. It is the anointing that destroys the yokes. This passage is talking about the oppression of the Jews from the Assyrians, and in essence is a prophecy of deliverance for the Jews from Assyrian oppression, but also indicates deliverance from any future captivity. This passage of scripture may also accurately be seen as a messianic prophecy of Jesus Christ. We have been anointed to serve the purposes of the kingdom of God in the earth, like Aaron was, like David was, just to name a couple. We don't need any more strange fire, but we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost to shine in obscurity, that the anointing will cause men, women, boys, and girls to get up out of what they may be in and get on the road of relationship with Jesus Christ. We have not received such anointing from God to be served and sit in our powerful roles and positions at church. For whosoever is chief among you, let him or her be a servant first. The character of the Tin Man reminds me of the lame man who sat at the temple gate called Beautiful every day and begged in Acts chapter 3. The text gives an indication with every day that he had been there for a while before he encountered Peter and John. Of which Peter says, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Out of all those who are passing by people with needs, you be the one to give what you have in that of Jesus Christ. You may not be able to provide for any physical needs in that moment, but provide what you can, and that's Jesus, and he's more than enough. Dorothy and the Scarecrow didn't judge the Tin Man or ask a litany of questions to find out all the details of how he ended up the way he did. They saw he needed help and they helped him. We too must do the same. It's the anointing that makes the difference, beloved. We can have the best gifts that seemingly emulate the anointing, but we'd be just like the Tin Man at that point, so close to the oil, but not have it. Time in the presence of God strengthens our inner man to walk in the things of God. We must remember we are anointed to serve and reach the lost for Jesus Christ. We are not anointed unto fame, notoriety, or accolades of men. Sure, those things may come with walking in our anointing, but the purpose of the anointing is to serve. We are anointed to serve, to influence the world with the power of the King and his kingdom. No matter how gifted or skilled we may be at anything, it is the anointing that makes the difference. The difference between Tasha Cobbs and Beyonce is the anointing. Without the anointing, we could be noted as one of the world's greatest entertainers, yet not have what is necessary to break yokes, because only the Spirit of God can do that. When we are anointed, we're not just anointed to preach, teach, and sing. We're also anointed to live right. We're anointed to crucify our flesh. The highest concentration of the anointing has to be in our own lives. To say we are anointed to preach but not anointed to live right makes the Spirit of God a skeptic, of which he is not. Walk in the totality of God's anointing and stop to help others along the way. Remember, it is not you who destroys the yoke, but it is the anointing which is of God and not man. We are vessels of which the broken olives are poured into, that we may work on behalf of him who has sent us. Glory to God. Let's pray together. Dear God, we've been called and anointed for such a time as this. Help us to remember we have been anointed to serve. Help us not walk by anyone who is in need of the knowledge of and relationship with you. Help us not to be selfish and make tending to our own needs so important that we walk by people who need our help. For you remind us when we've done unto the least of these, we've done unto you. As we grow in God, we ask that you continually increase and maximize our effectiveness in our areas of service, that through us, you may be glorified. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining me today for the Daily Devotional. Remember, it's up to you to have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional with Arif Bradley. Prayerfully, you've been encouraged by something that was said. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to subscribe for a daily dose of empowerment every day. If you've been encouraged by something you've heard, you're invited to go to arifgbradley.com to sow that the ministry may continue. Be sure to follow on all platforms, including Facebook at Arif Bradley, Instagram at Arif G. Bradley, on Twitter at Arif G. Bradley, and on YouTube at Arif G. Bradley.